Hey, fellow crappers, it's your old buddy and your old pal, R.D. Reynolds here once again with this guy, former WCW heavyweight champion of the world, Vince Russo. We're not here to talk WCW today. I want to talk about one of my favorite wrestling programs ever that, ironically, I am inducting. Now, you would say, why would you induct something that if you love it? And I love this show. I believe it was on the air for 5 years.
Wow.
First 6 months of it were absolutely spectacular. It was called WWF Live Wire. It was a Saturday morning program where the WWF opened up the phone lines, email, and you could even send a fax and ask your favorite wrestlers questions. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This show was also the first ever television. This was the television debut of Vince Russo under the guise of Vic Venom. Is this correct?
Absolutely. And just a little sidebar. Vic Venom is alive and well and does an exclusive weekly show on Patreon.com/RussoTWC.
Oh, wow. There you go. Wow. Yes. I'm glad to hear he is still
alive
with us.
Alive and well. Yes.
So when this show came about, and I think what I loved about this show is it was completely kind of off the rails, and it really did have a feeling of unpredictability. It did feel like you were letting people call in, some of which I don't even think knew how to use a phone, and asking questions. And there was this whole feeling of spontaneity that was really cool. Tell me about what you know about how this show came about and everything.
Bro, this is a great story, RD, because I watched the first episode of the show. And I think you'll be able to tell me, I think Sonny and Doc Hendricks were hosting the show.
It was Sonny. You had Sonny right. It was Sonny, Todd Pettengill.
Okay.
And then it was also your friend, Mr. James E. Cornette.
Okay.
Those were the three people that were hosting the show.
Bro, you'll love this story. Bro, you know, you and I are family guys. Mm-hmm. So I am working my butt off at Titan Towers, you know, Monday through Thursday, first one there, last one to leave, you know, the whole nine yards. So bro, now it's Friday. Okay. And I have like a 3 o'clock Friday meeting with Vince. Friday, bro. Okay. The end is near. So bro,
little did you know how true that was.
Yeah. This was typical Vince. 3 o'clock is 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock is 5 o'clock. You know, the wife's calling. When are you going to be home? We're supposed to go out for dinner. 5 o'clock is 6 o'clock. Now you and Vince are like the only two left in the building. 6 o'clock is 7 o'clock. Bro, I've got a family at home, Vince. Like, really? Finally, bro, at 7 o'clock, I get a call from his assistant, Beth. Vince will see you now. Okay? So, bro, already I'm a little pissed off. Mm-hmm. Okay, because whether or not you want to spend time with your family is not a concern of mine. I want to spend time with mine. Okay. So, bro, now I go up there and I've got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. So he goes over whatever magazine business he has to go over with me, right? So we're done with the magazine business. Bro, it's 8 o'clock now on a Friday night, bro. So I'm sitting there and not in this exact phrase. But what I do say is, oh, by the way, that show Livewire sucks. I mean, something close to that. Okay. And bro, the thing with my relationship with Vince is he couldn't believe half of the things that came out of my mouth because nobody spoke to him this way.
Right.
So I'm really that pissed off. And it was the kind of last, your show sucks. That show sucks. So bro, I'm sitting there and he totally catches me off guard. And he immediately says to me, oh, it does, huh? And I said, yeah, Vince, it really does. What? You think you can do better? So, bro, I swear to God, at that instant, RD, I'm doing the Ralph Cramden. Hum, the hum, the hum, the hum, the hum. Bro, the only thing I can say is, yeah, I can. That's the only, what am I going to say? No, Vince, I can't do better. I just said the show sucked, but no, I can't do better, right? So I said, yeah, I can do better. So he said, okay, be at the TV studio tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. when we shoot the show live. Bro, I had never been on TV. I had no...
You could kind of tell as well. Like, I thought you did. I thought you did great. Let me put that on there. But you could tell there were some nerves.
Yeah, bro. I never been on TV before. I have now. It's 8 o'clock. I have like 12 hours. So I never been on TV before. I had no aspirations whatsoever of being on TV. So now all of a sudden, because I mouthed off to Vince, he's going to one up me by, okay, big shot, show us what you could do. So bro, I go there, RD, this is completely unscripted. We went over nothing. We discussed 100%. And this is what I said to him, exactly what I said to him in his office. On live TV, I said, Mr. McMahon, how can this show be so horrible? Bro, if you look at the look on his face, and he knows we're on live TV, and how can this guy say this to me? But bro, that whole thing, 100, we didn't go over one thing on that show.
So I love that show because it had that, like, and you did the thing with, in a lot of ways, because people have said over the years, and I think this is completely unfair, okay? And you know I do not defend you all the time. No right. one can no, say no. that I defend no. you all the time. No. I'm going to defend you on this, though. The character that you played was, a lot of people were like, oh, he's just trying to get himself over because he's trying to be the smart character, the smart mark. And to me, I looked at it and said, those were the questions I was asking. I saw Michael Hayes. I was like, what, Doc Hendricks, what on earth is this?
right.
And yep, so when you did that, I was like, bravo, great. Bring that up. And so did Hayes know? So Hayes didn't know either.
Bro, okay. Hayes and Cornette were so pissed off at me, bro. You have no idea, man. Like, who is this guy? You know, the old who did he ever beat? Oh, they were really pissed off at me. So, bro, you want to know how my run ended on Livewire?
Yes, please.
Bro, they got me sitting in a separate studio, like almost on a throne. Okay? The Royal Rumble was coming up.
Right.
So they ask me, Vince, who do you think is going to win the Royal
Rumble? Oh, yes, I do know this story. Go ahead and tell everyone.
Yeah, so who's going to win the Royal Rumble? Bro, as a wrestling fan, back then, everything they did was so predictable. Right. Everything. So when they came to me as a, you know, Vic Venom, as a wrestling fan from watching the show, oh, bro, it's a no-brainer. Bret Hart's going to win the Royal Rumble. Like, you know, take that to the bank. It's a no-brainer. So, bro, as soon as we go to commercial break, I've got this red-faced lunatic making a beeline to me.
Okay. Which red-faced lunatic was it?
Vince McMahon.
Okay. I didn't know if it was Vince. Yeah. I didn't know if it was Cornetta.
How did you give away the finish to the Royal Rumble? What is wrong with you? How could you give that away? I looked at him. I said, Vince, I don't know the finish. I don't have a clue of who's going to win the Royal Rumble. Based on what I'm watching on television, it is very predictable. Brett's going to win the Royal Rumble. I wasn't smartened up. Nobody told me.
You know what that reminds me of? Exactly the same thing. Okay. Because you didn't know. If you didn't know that
Brett was. Did not know, bro. Okay.
If you didn't know, then it reminds me exactly of when Hogan turned heel in WCW. Bobby Heenan was doing commentary. Hogan comes down. He's, he's coming down. NWO's, beating down Savage and Luger, I think it was. Savage's thing, whoever it was. So Hogan's coming down, and it's like, oh, Hogan's here. He's here to save the day. And Bobby Heenan, she goes, whose side's he on? Now, again, that was just Heenan.
Yeah.
No one told him what was going to happen.
Yep.
And when you do that, if you don't let people know, hey, this is the direction we want to go. Hey, we want you to say this. People are just going to say things in the spur of the moment. I've always heard that criticism. Oh, well, Russo was trying to get himself over by saying that, Brett was going to win. It's like, okay. If you don't want him to say that, that's so dumb. It's like if obviously right now, wild cards in football, the playoffs and everything else. If you go to the commentary crew, they're going to say, who do you think is going to win? And they're not going to say, I think that the Miami Dolphins are going to win because that's a team that's not going to win. And so it will be a surprise when people win. I never saw why that was a big deal. I never saw why the Heenan thing was a big deal.
Well, bro, you know what the funny thing was? I said to him, Vince, I didn't know. Nobody told me. I wasn't smartened up. Based on television, it looks pretty obvious to me like Brett's going over. Bro, he changed the finish.
Correct.
Based on that, he changed the finish, but he also never allowed me on the show again.
But and to be fair,
yeah,
that would have been in January. They changed the entire format of the show in February. So they killed the format. So we could say Vince Russo, you killed Livewire. Oh, man.
Very nice. Very nice. But yeah, bro, I'll be again, totally honest with you. I was shocked he changed the finish. Mm-hmm. But when I was telling him, Vince, this is obvious, he realized, man, is it that predictable?
Well, I think it's also something that he realized, okay, this is live television. You're not scripting this. And anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation.
Right.
But in this case, anything could happen.
Right. That was it. And that was it. I think that was my last appearance on the show.
And that was at the end of Livewire was not long after that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, there you go, man. Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Another fascinating saga. Vince Russo kills something else.
Yes. Yes.
Put it on your scorecard. A winner is you.